Chazal compare the difficulty of finding a shidduch with the nace, with the miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf. So what exactly is the connection between the two? Why compare shidduchim to the miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf? Why not pick another nace? So that's to be something specific. In general, it's telling me it's kosher, but why specifically Kriyas Yamsuf? The famous Maral that says it's to teach us about the nature of opposites. In other words, the nature of water is to come together. And what happened at Kriyas Yamsuf? It separated. So too, he says, the nature of the man is to be alone, to be isolated, and the shidduch, you have to come together. So what does that mean when the nature of the man is to be isolated? Who wants to be alone? So he explains, no, on a deeper level, a priest doesn't want to be alone, but the nature of a man is to be selfish. They care about themselves. In other words, like the famous Maaser with Rav Lev Chassman. Rav Lev Chassman saw one of his students, like, I'm packing in the fish, eating it very quickly. He said, what are you doing? He said, I love fish. He said, no, you don't. You love yourself. If you love fish, you would make an aquarium, you would save fish, you would take care of them. So too, when people say they love people, a lot of them mean it like, as long as it fits their needs, fits their desires, and I love the person. So that's what it means, the Maharal says, that the nature of water is to come together, and Kriyas Yamsuf went to the other side. So too, the nature of man is to be selfish, to be alone, and therefore our job is to give up on our own selfishness and be mabata on it and try to and find a zebra to give, because the ultimate way is giving. That's how the Maharal says that it's the nature of opposites. Others point out that Nachshon and Amidav, he jumped into the sea. He was showing a tremendous level of emunah. That he went up to his knees, his waist, etc. So too in life, you have to do reasonable hishtadlus. But you have to realize when it comes to shidduchim, you're never going to know 100%. You have to be able to make a reasonable choice. Perfection is the end. 100% perfection, you're never going to know. It could paralyze you. You make up a list of 1,000 things. This person only has 990 of them. In other words, so perfection, you're never going to find perfection. You have to be reasonable, and there has to be a level of emunah where you're willing to jump in, just like a leap of faith, just like Nachshon ben Aminadav. And the third explanation is as follows, that we know Chazal tell us that the part of the nace of Kriyas Yam is split into 12 different parts for all the different shvatim. They each travel on their own, and Chazal also tell us that, according to some shatim, they didn't actually cross over on the water. It was like a semicircle. They got out on the same side. It was just to get the Egyptians to drown in the sea. So they had like semicircles. So some shatim traveled on the inside, some on the outside. So the people who are on the inside had a shorter path. The people on the outside had a longer path. So obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that he timed the shvatim that they could all get on dry land before he drowned the Egyptians. So too, some suggest that that's the concept of a shidduch, that everyone's going to get onto dry land. However, for some people, it's going to be a shorter journey, and for others, a longer journey. That the people on the end and the on the inner and the outer both made it. Both, you know, one did it in 10 minutes, one did it in 20 or 30, whatever time it is. So to a shiduchim, some will find them on the first date, some on the 20th date, some on the 50th date, some on the 100th date. That's the connection to Kriyas Yom Suf, that it's like Kriyas Yom Suf, it took different amount of time for everyone to make it onto dry land. So too for shiduchim. So we have the maral. It's the opposite of nature. It's the water usually comes together, and Kriyas Yom Suf separated it. So too by man, nature is to be selfish. You have to go against your nature and become giving. And then you have, one is a leap of faith, and then you're never going to know 100%. But then you have to make a reasonable hishtadlus. And then at a certain point, it's like Nachshon and Aninov had to jump in. So too, there's a... And then we have the other pshat, that each one has their own roots on the inside and outside. So just like some shvatim, it took longer, depending on where they were, to get back on dry land. So too, looks for a shidduch. Some people will take shorter, some people will take a little longer.